Qualified Business Income Deduction. Qualified Business Income Deduction is below the line deduction, but it is not an itemized deduction. A qualified business income is one which is effectively connected with the conduct of trade or business within the US. 2. Is included in taxable income for the tax year. 3. It comes from a flow-through entity. And 4. Is from core activities. Qualified business income does not include 1. Income from non-core activities. 2. Capital gains and losses. 3. Dividend income. 4. Non-operating interest income. 5. Interest income attributable to working capital. 6. Foreign currency gain. 7. Income from business as reasonable compensation. 8. Salaries and wages from S corporation. And 9. Guaranteed payments from partnership. QBID is available to non-corporate taxpayers who have qualified business income, which requires the income to be from qualified pass-through entities. Qualified pass-through entities include sole proprietorships, S-corporations, partnerships, trusts, and estates. The overall QBID is 20% of the lesser of 1. Qualified business income, or 2. Taxable income reduced by net capital gains. Net capital gains is net long-term capital gains reduced by short-term capital loss. The two categories of trade or business which is used to determine the qualified business income deduction are 1. Specified service trade or business, SSTB, and 2. Qualified trade or business, QTB. A qualified trade or business is a trade or business other than specified service trade or business and other than trade or business of performing service as an employee. A specified service trade or business refers to trade or business where the principal asset is the reputation of one or more of its employees or owners. It includes performance of services in the field of health, law, accounting, actuarial, promoting arts, consulting, athletics, financial services, and brokerage services. However, engineering and architecture services are specifically excluded. A flow-through entity not considered an SSTB is a qualified trade or business. Taxable income thresholds. QBID limitations apply when the taxable income reaches the threshold. For 2020, the lower threshold is $3,26,600 for married filing jointly taxpayers and $1,63,300 for others. The upper threshold is $4,26,600 for married filing jointly taxpayers and $2,13,300 for all other filing statuses. If the taxable income is below the lower threshold, there is no limitation to QBID except the overall exception limit applies. If the taxable income is above the upper threshold, there is no QBID for SSTBs and the QBID for the QTBs is specifically limited by the wages and property limitations besides the overall limitation. If the taxable income falls between the lower and upper thresholds, the phase-in range, specific limitations by wages and property limitations besides the overall limitation apply to both SSTBs and QTBs. Wages and property limitations. If the taxable income of the taxpayer exceeds the lower taxable income threshold, the QBID is specifically further limited by the wages and property limitations. The W-2 limit is the greater of 1. 50% of the W-2 wages paid, or 2. 25% of W-2 wages paid plus 2.5% of unadjusted basis of the qualifying property immediately after acquisition. QBI loss carryover. QBI can only be carried forward to reduce the amount of qualified business income in later years.